This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on Saturday on its promise to hand power back to civilians after mounting pressure from neighboring countries in the weeks since it overthrew its leader. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The opposition coalition of civil and religious leaders has demanded that the military rulers give it a role in the transition to civilian rule, but was not invited for the transition talks last Saturday. It was then included in the rescheduled talks, along with political parties, former rebels, unions, civil society organizations, and media representatives. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that four more countries have agreed to run late-stage human tests of their coronavirus vaccine candidates. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president Zhang Yuntao said its phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccine. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades its manufacturing techniques. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals from two other countries for phase three trials.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has been creeping upward. With nearly 1,700 more cases reported Saturday, Italy has now confirmed more than 276,000 coronavirus infections in the pandemic. President Donald Trump has directed the Office of Management and Budget to crack down on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions, calling them divisive anti-American propaganda. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The OMB director sent a letter Friday to executive branch agencies directing them to identify spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other material that teaches or suggests that the U.S. or any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. President Trump has spent much of the summer defending the display of the Confederate flag and monuments of Civil War rebels from protesters seeking their removal in what he calls a culture war ahead of the November 3rd election. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.